thank you very much. I have very little to say after the man of the moment has spoken. He is indeed a great man, and I'm glad that you are African. Well, thank you to everyone who's come here today. Thank you to our beloved sister, Minister Ramatlapeng, our ambassadors here present, professors, everyone, Nadine and your team, but above all, the college as well, and the Irish Aid. Continue doing what you are doing. I know I always say, how can I help people if my roof is leaking? But you've continued to do that and fund the Global Fund. Would like to applaud you and thank you for that. It's not easy to help others when you have problems, but I'm sure as you've watched the documentary, you've seen that those women make do with absolutely nothing. It really shows that when you empower women, when women are skilled, when they're empowered, they'll do things for themselves. Thank you to the Global Fund that makes sure that those people are given a hand up, not a hand out. Now, African women know their problems and they do have their solutions. I decided after my musician died that I'll hang my mic for a couple of years and do what I have been doing. I've been educated, I've learned a lot, I've been empowered myself as well, and I think lots needs to be done. But we thank our people who constantly help. We thank the world that is helping Africa. And we say, please do not stop. And I constantly say to my African leaders, you need to invest in your people. The most important people are those who cannot speak for themselves, are those who get affected. And sometimes it's not their own fault. But we need political will. We need our governments to invest in their own people before other people can invest as well. Because if they do that, the money that comes from donors is just the icing on the cake. Now, Africa is not the dark continent that everybody perceives it to be. Africa is a great continent. Africa is my home and my hope is in Africa. And I'm sure the cure for AIDS will come from Africa. I believe that, and I'm sure it will be done. And I always say, we all come into this world with nothing and we die with nothing. So let's leave the legacy. Let's help those who don't have. Because if we don't do it today, we're going to be judged by the next generation. Ladies and gentlemen, we've chosen this path. Let no one turn us around. We need to do it. Let's do it for the sake of our children. Thank you very much.
It's a pity because I love talking. And I love singing. Yes, Father, I do. The last time I thought I sing for money. I get paid for singing. But because you all came here to watch the film and to lend us your ears, I don't have nothing. I'm going to sing you one very slow song, and I'm going to sing you a song that will require you to stand up. You've been sitting down for a long time. And I want you to shake your bodies. And I always say, all of us in this room, and all of us in the world, are men. But some of us who bring life into this world are well-organized men. That's why they call us we men. Now you have to choose what you want to be. But I know, Father, you are a woman. And those who help are well-organized men. So you choose if you want to be a well-organized man or just a man. But tonight I really feel like a natural woman. Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it makes me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind. You're the key to my peace of mind.
I am half Professor. I have to say something. I just want to let you know that this is just not an ordinary lady. Yes, I'm from the University of South Africa. I'm the Executive Dean of the College of Economic and Management Sciences, the college with the largest numbers in Africa. It's the largest in Africa, over 200,000 students. And she is a pride for that university as an ambassador. And she's holistic, as you probably know. She doesn't just talk about one aspect. She covers all of the aspects, the killer diseases of Africa, so that when you are looking at solving the problems, you don't just look at one aspect. I really love her. She's an inspiration for us as the University of South Africa, as South Africa, as Africa, and I think the world. And I just want you to do whatever you can do to continue to support her cause. The sacrifice she pays. Right now, she has been out of the country, out of her family, leaving her family behind for over 2 weeks, going around being an ambassador for Africa. It's not an easy thing. You all have families, you know what that sacrifice is. So I just appeal to you to continue to support and appreciate the support that you are giving her. I did not know that we were going to meet here. We just bumped into each other and grabbed me. I'm attending another conference on state missions, you know, for universities, and we just had to be together because I love her so much because of the great things she's doing for us.
I am a student as well of the University of South Africa. She won't pass me if I did not write my assignment. She tells me straight, Yvonne, you have to write your assignment. You have to study. So I am a student as well, but I love singing. I do it because it changed people's lives. I entertain people through my music. I realized from a very early age that songs of change will change people's lives and people's minds. We fought apartheid through music, and we want to fight the injustices of health through music as well. Those women walk hours wanting help, but with your help, we will make it. And with the political will that we've seen tonight, my minister and sister from Lesotho, you really want to change my mind and my perception with African leaders. You're one in a kind. I do not like presidents who sit in power for a long time. They make me sick. But you know, I come from a great country where a man who was incarcerated and was in jail for so many years taught us to reconcile and taught us to be good people. I salute Madiba very much. I've been lucky to be in his midst. I've actually even been more lucky to kiss him. Don't you envy me? He's amazing. But I want to say, with leaders like Minister Ramatlakane, we need more leaders like you. These are the people we have to support. We need to start naming and shaming those who don't do our continent well. And those who do well, we need to applaud them, help them, and empower them more. We don't have to lie to ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have to say it's all right when it's not all right. We need to do the right thing. Because as I said, you will never help people if your own house is leaking. Father did speak about the economic tender, and people in your constituencies will ask, why do you give money to these people who cannot use it correctly? But let's not put everybody in one boat or in one basket. It's just a handful that is not doing well. And those who are doing well, we need to applaud them, commend them, and help them. To the Irish Aid, we really salute you. We love you. We thank you. To the college for giving us this space today, I want to say thank you very much. Louis, my advisor, who constantly empowers me, advises me, and make me do things that I don't want to do, go to rural areas and get kisses from women that I don't know, but I still continue to do it. Thank you very much. And I want to close by saying, Father, God is going to give you another 75 years to live. Yes, hold me, I've got a straight line to God, don't worry. And to our ambassadors who are here today, would like to thank you. You are our mouthpiece. Please go back home and tell our people and our leaders what you've seen, the love that we have for these people. And to the professors and to everybody, please continue doing the good work. It's not yet Uhuru. Ambassador, and you're number two. Thank you for loving me. You brought me beautiful flowers. It's as if you knew what I loved. Thank you. But obviously you have to be here, because if you're not here, I'm going to tell Zuma. And to everyone, I'd like to say thank you. To the Irish aid, white men can't jump, but this white man can dance. When you leave here, I want to say to you, still so many answers I don't know. Realize to question is how we grow. So I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way, can't stop me now. You can do the same. What have you done today to make you feel proud? It's never too late to try. What have you done today to make you feel proud? What have you done today to make you feel proud? Thank you.